We are Quixie 98.3. It is Brian and Trisha. You and I just took a small little sampling of some hot tamale peeps.
Yes.
And those came from our friend Carrie Pettis. And Carrie is a friend of the show also. And she got in touch with me and said, I think I've got some peeps that you guys may not have tried yet. So she brought to my house yesterday. She brought four different kinds. And the one that we knew for sure that we hadn't had and that we didn't have in our collection was the caramel mocha.
Right.
And she tells me that this tastes nothing like a peep.
And quite a few of these have got such an interesting flavor. You're getting a taste of something and then just sort of the nice marshmallow mush.
Yeah.
It's so good.
So we actually, because one of them in there was the hot tamale peeps.
Which we had a duplicate of.
So we decided well before our peeps sampling that we're going to do, we went ahead and opened those and just ate those because I actually do like those. Those don't really taste like peeps to me either.
Yeah, they're very different. And the consistency is the same, but the flavor is wildly different.
Yeah, I don't have an aversion to peeps. I just don't care one way or the other.
Right.
It's not like, yeah. So anyway, yesterday you and I were at Dollar Store and I think you were looking for peeps. You always look, don't you?
I always look. I was in the Easter candy aisle and just saw different things. And I did find these tubes about the length of your traditional candy cane Christmas tubes that are filled like with M&Ms or Skittles or something, except for it had a little plastic peep on top, non-edible. And then inside the tube, miniature marshmallows, like the size of cereal marshmallows, peeps.
All right.
So we've got those. I've never even seen those before.
So those went in the sampling drawer.
Yes.
Okay. So while we were there, there was a sales section, and that always gets my attention.
Sure.
I didn't need anything, but I was like, oh, I want to walk down there
sometimes
while we're here.
Sometimes you can't live without stuff, though.
So I'm walking down there, and you just kind of casually walk in behind me, and you get distracted by these Mr. Potato Head chips.
Yeah, and they were on a clip strip. They weren't on a shelf. They weren't in a bin. So you know how you'll have a shelf and then these clip strips sort of stick out into the aisle and they catch your attention.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're like, oh, I really could use some batteries right now.
Right.
You know?
So as you're looking at this, you said, look, there's Mr. Potato Head chips and there's different flavors. And so then we both start looking and
one of
there
them
was ranch flavored.
Yeah.
There was the natural flavored barbecue.
Yeah. And the funny thing is that on the packaging, like the barbecue flavor was a little fireman. The ranch flavor was a little cowboy.
Yeah. So interestingly.
And it was like, here's the eyes, here's the feet, just like a Mr. Potato Head.
Yes.
But it was Mr. Potato Head chips.
And they're flavored. And so
and
then
like,
we're
this
like,
is
going to
be so cool.
Do we eat these? I mean, how does this work? And so
have you seen like Legos that look like Legos? It's connectable bricks, but they're edible. It's a candy.
Oh,
I assume this is the same thing. This is going to be so cool to talk about.
So I take it off the peg, and I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking, this all looks plastic to me. It all looks plastic. There's no way this is edible. If there are chips in here, I am breaking them because I am, like, trying to feel through the whole thing. So you can see part of it. And then I look.
And there's a little boy on the back of the package of each one or a little girl, and they're like, look at me putting my chip thing together.
Yes. And so then I never found anything. I wasn't looking that closely, but I never saw anything that said this is not edible, but it's not. It's a plastic toy.
It's a toy.
And it's a Mr. Potato Head, but instead of it actually being a potato, it's slices of potatoes, like chips.
So you stack the chips.
Yes.
To make what looks like a stack of Ruffles or Pringles or something.
It would have been really funny if we couldn't have seen in the package, and then you and I would have come back to work with four packages of these Mr. Potato Heads, trying to sample the flavors of Mr. Potato Head chips.
Called flavors?
Yeah. What do they smell like that?
Because
flavor?
The word flavor makes you think it has a taste, which means it's food. I really feel like this is bad marketing. I think some kid's going to choke on one of these.
Yeah. I mean, once you open it, then you realize quickly, I think, but come on. It says chips. And then we asked the cashier, we're like, have you seen these? It's called chips. And it,
after she thought we didn't have three heads and that we weren't crazy.
I don't even know if when we walked out the door, she didn't think that. Yeah. But she was like, what? And we're like, it says chips. And we had to figure out if they were edible or not. And she was like, what? And we're like, okay, they're right back there. We're not crazy. I don't think she thinks we're crazy.
We're not crazy about that particular item. So.
But that was so weird. How long did we stand there looking at them?
I don't know, a good 5 minutes at least.
Figure them out.
Mr. Potato Head Chips, it's a toy, not a candy.
But they're flavored.
I'm so confused in so many ways. I'm going to stick to my peeps.
They're edible.
Yeah.